Darren, well done. That's an important victory.
Yeah, look, all victories are important, but that is an important one. I suppose, like, being the day it was, you know, there was lots going on around the football club today, obviously with the launch of the partnership and the Blue Stack Day. And the foundation sent a video out during the week, and I spoke to a few people and, you know, I shared the video with the players in the changing room before the game. And it was just something, you know, things that I always say is about maximum effort. That's all I ever want, you know. And, you know, the staff and the Blue Stack Foundation, you know, they give maximum effort every day to make lives better for them children that are over there. So I said to the boys, you know, I'm asking you for maximum effort, 90 minutes of football. That's all I'm asking. And to a man, I think I got that. I really did. We've been questioned at times this year, by me as well, by balls coming into the box and not being aggressive enough to head them away. Well, tonight, for 70% of the time, from free kicks, corners, throw-ins, open play, we defended our box very, very well. And we got a break tonight, which we maybe haven't had over the last number of weeks. And I'm delighted. I'm delighted for them, because I did say a game during the week and before that, you know, some of the criticism that some of them had received was maybe a wee bit unfair considering where they were. They've been able to do that, and because the one thing I wanted them to do was just give people a wee bit of hope, and they've done that as well, and that's hugely important. And what I had said to them was, you're going to have to learn to deal with the pressure. When you raise expectations, people's hopes go up. And tonight was always going to be a really difficult game because they're a really good side. I really like James's sides because, you know, they're powerful, you know, and they're good at what they do. And to be fair to a man, we done well from goalkeeper right through. Every one of the 11, and then Dixie comes on for the final 6 minutes, and he does what he has to do. So it's again, I'd like somebody else to come out here and be a wee bit more happier than me, because I never, you know, it's just another game for me and another 3 points. And as I said to them, rest and recovery is important, and you move on to Athlone on Monday evening.
Well, you mentioned about the fact that Harps did so well defending set pieces, Darren. He was under pressure a wee bit from those. But if you were to be critical of Wexford tonight, they played well, but they struggled at times, didn't they, to cope with those balls into the box from Harps. And it was from one of those situations that you got what proved to be the only goal of the game.
Yes, and again, we haven't scored from set pieces either. You know, it's been something that's bugged us all year because we just haven't been able to do it. And we created another few decent opportunities from the set pieces as well tonight, and we're unfortunate maybe not to get another. What we did really well in the second half was we showed a bit more composure on the ball, and we were able to break a lot 3v3 and 3v2, and we probably didn't pick the right pass, and we probably could have made it a more comfortable evening for ourselves if we'd have showed a wee bit more composure in the final third. But I'm certainly not going to be too hard on them. Eamon Curry said in there that result comes from the training pitch, and it does, because this week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, there was a real intensity about the training. You know, there was a real, it was really, really high level, and they've carried that in. You know, they were aggressive in training with each other in the small-sided games. They were aggressive in their set-piece training, and they carried that all onto the game this evening. And I've always said to them in there, train how you play and play how you train. And in all my time here, that's probably been the first week we have played how we trained, and there's no question about that. And it's brilliant for us to be sitting in the position that we're sitting in after 18 games.
It's the midway point of the season.
I think we're 10 points better off than we were at this stage last season. So it's been a remarkable 18 games, but there's still another 18 to go, and it starts phase number 3. All starts on Monday at 5 p.m. home to Athlone, who, again, you guys all know me, and I've always said that they're probably the most difficult team we've faced in my time here, which is nearly now 16-17 months. So I'll be under no illusions how difficult that game's going to be. But if we rest up well and recover well, and we come here and put in the same shift that we did this evening, then we'll be okay.